Concerned about the aspects which are very obvious. Sometimes sitting in the comfort zone of Western Europe or North America, you will not probably realize it, how stark it is, the situation, in spite of the emerging economy concept, where there's a lot of glee and gloat in China, India, Brazil, South Africa over the progress. There is a lot of issues which are so intense that with 2 billion of human being, there is absolutely no offering which can make them have a respectable life, which Ilka had talked a little bit earlier. We are trying to bring market solutions to these problems, create products and services that never existed before, and make it sustainable, both financially and socially. Next, please. There are some of the problems. I joke with my students at IIT Kharagpur that I think it's more rocket science to make 1 liter of water, drinking water, at 5 cents than sending man to Mars. Why? You need to create new elemental constituents of the reverse osmosis technology and do reverse osmosis and purification, which we don't do today. So that is a shift, a paradigm shift. I call it disruptive engineering, mixing business and product engineering into a low price point, not promoting a product that is compartmentalized to make it cheaper, like the shampoos in the sachets. That is not the goal of Global Venture Lab. Our goal is to create a shampoo, same bottle, made differently for the BOP markets. Next, please. That doesn't work. Amrita, doesn't work. Okay. So these are some of the problems, which, of course, I have a little bit of tilt towards engineering schools. Please forgive me if that is offensive. But because our students at IIT, even though we are India's most elite school, it doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't get us to solve the problem of the country. While we need to have a space program and things like that, at the same time, those problems are engineering problems. If you bring the business students together with it, it is a very potent connotation, using my friend Christian's comment. If you can make potent entrepreneurs by mixing business and engineering students at universities worldwide and provide a platform of Global Venture Lab, then those things are actually exciting, attractive options for students to create products. And of course, then we need folks like Oscar and Ilka to get it to the market. And that is, those are the targets. Next, please. We have focused on health out of the problems we just discussed. I have two reasons for doing that. A, as a wireless person, myself, I wanted to use some of my technologies at some point. And B, as an entrepreneur over 7 companies, I wanted to have the collaboration with my Finnish friends and US friends on something which is conventionally interesting to companies and people around the world as well. Therefore, we have chosen health, global health solutions, cost effective, and a delivery model that works. Next, please. Keep going. So we are affecting 4 things. Primarily availability. India has only 1 doctor for 1,600 patients. That's really, really bad. It is 1/3 of the world average and even half of China. So in every way, it is not acceptable. Whatever is available is not affordable. That's the other problem. Whatever is affordable is not accessible. That's the third problem. Whatever accessible is not good quality. So you are really in a limbo situation. So you have a problem of availability, affordability, accessibility, and quality. We don't have any rights to treat a patient in a BOP market with less sanitary conditions or less human situations to make the treatment cheaper. It's unethical to do that. There are many instances of third world and emerging nations having health camps, cataract surgery and this and that, under tents. To me, it is not acceptable. because it's not ethical to treat somebody where he can contract tetanus or things like that after the operation. So the quality of service is not understood in a retail model for inclusive businesses in the developing nations. So there's the fourth one. Next, please. So what we have very simplistically, I don't want to go to the health kiosk in detail because Amrita will talk in the next presentation, but conceptually it has what we call measure, manage, and cure. So we measure the patient. We have ICT applications, USB-driven diagnostic tools, which would measure the patient. We move the data to the cloud. Next, please. And we have pretty nifty applications, data analytics, which would band the patients. We call it health ability index. We focus on cardiac and diabetes. Those are the two biggest diseases in India. India is infamous to be the first in the world for that. So those two diseases are what we are going after. We use one more terminology called tertiary care, which is not used in the Western European or US context. Tertiary care means diseases that requires hospitalization. So cardiac disease and diabetes, kidneys, these are tertiary diseases. Primary care is, of course, if you fall sick, you have a fever, you have a rash. Secondary care in India is meant childbirth, OBGYN, pretty much. And tertiary care is where super specialty hospitals cater to the disease management. And the government hospitals have abysmally poor infrastructure for tertiary care. Primary care does exist in India. It's not the best, but it does exist. Secondary care, there are bits and pieces of excellence. Tertiary care, why India boasts of the best medical tourism in the world. There are hordes of US and European patients going to India for surgery in New Delhi, Kolkata, Mumbai, Chennai, but the same thing is not affordable, accessible, available to the public in large. So that is what we are trying. So we have this cloud, we have the data acquisition, analysis, and hospitalization of the patient based on the index of the patient after the management process. So over escalated based on their insurability, affordability, they move to a hospital of choice. It's like managed care, but with affordability in mind. Next, please. So what is next? I mean, I've been heavily motivated by my friends and mentors, Marco, Ilka, Christian, and I think we're moving towards a health happiness community. I think we have my other friend from UK, Leslie here. We had hours of discussion regarding happiness and health, and quite honestly, I am jumping into this happiness community, which is where the health is leading to. This is the transformation of this project for last 4 months. It's rather new, and I think Ilka and Christian played a major role in shaping this concept. Next, please. So we are now going to a micro-enterprise creation. We are trying to remove imbalances of the society in those critical sectors, education, environment, health, energy, which includes skill development, vocational training. My folks from Germany, I mean, they're really, really good at skill development, trades. We don't do that very good in India, nor in the United States. Rural healthcare services, which is the kiosk, distance learning, trying to get high quality content, finish educational content. High school is the best in the world. Now, how can we move that content into Indian schools and really bring the quality up? That requires distance learning. Technology exists. India has what we call NEMAT program, and all the IITs are linked up with it, but nobody cares about the BOP schools. And that is where we are trying to affect. Women Training Center, Women's Liberalization, while we boast of women prime ministers in the South Asia, in many countries, not just India, but still women's freedom based on the livelihood and the access, the health, is dismally poor. Jawaharlal Nehru once commented, India's first prime minister, that you can measure the state of a country's development through women's health. It's pretty much correct. So that is one area where we are trying to affect. Next, please. So when you have all this together, what do we? How does it look? This is a kind of introductory, like new slide. We are still working on it. housing, which is a basis of a livelihood, low-cost housing. Food, food is there in India. India has a food shortage, but 30% of the food is wasted. Wasted in storage and transportation. You may be aware of lately that India had a FDI in retail bill that was overturned by the raucous parliament. But India needs Western supply chains to create that extra food that is wasted currently. We cannot afford to waste, for it was no food. So food means wastage, preventing wastage, as well as biotechnically engineered food. And these are very big areas of research, social research. Clean water. Being a rain-fed country, tropical country, is actually not acceptable to have water shortage because it has plenty of rain. So rainwater harvesting, and you know, Finland has one of the best lakes in the world. We need to learn from that. Education, as I said, I mean, it's a very old cultural country. Education is needed, and every parent wants to educate their kids. It's very strong in India and China. But unfortunately, the content in the villages, in the BOP markets, are abysmally poor. Teachers don't show up for work, they're politicized, so on and so forth. Energy solutions is not just trying to give them more energy and make a mess in the Kyoto and the Durban, but it is beyond reasoning, beyond doubt, that India and China and developing countries need to use more energy while not increasing carbon footprint. That requires a disruptive solution, pretty much global venture lab types. So that's what energy I mean. And all of this together, next please, we have what we call a platform creation. This is a bingo effect. You know, this is basically the global venture lab output. We did not plan it. The health kiosk effort, which is not a project as such, is an unfunded project. However, it has created a platform on which people can come together and do things. Which is what this chart is showing: products and companies, healthcare companies, ICT companies, low-cost housing companies, solar, wind, alternate energies, education institutions. Man, it's really more than what we ever thought. When I show this slide, this is actually a paper presentation with me and the co-professor Bhaskar Bhomik. We presented this at Finode in the New Delhi Finode meeting. This was one of the best like slides. This is an unintentional output of Global Venture Lab, which I would like all of you to participate in your own way, and change it, modify it, make it more effective. Next, please. So, you know, we at IIT Kharagpur, on our own side, what we have formed, again, an output of Global Venture Lab, I would say, strongly an output, is doing a school of engineering entrepreneurship, which is the first school of its kind in any institute in India, perhaps in the world, where the student, a five-year program, undergraduate and master's, cannot get a degree if there's no company created. It's very stringent. For the first time in the history of the world, educational output is measured through a company creation, not just a certificate. Okay. We have 30 students right now, and we have, again, my Finnish bias is very strong here. I mean, I have been motivated by colors, dissimilarities, the Scandinavian designs, and we have made an innovation lab. You cannot see that very well here. Inside there, we have a graded approach. Like, if you are a good entrepreneur student, you get a higher seat. If you don't do well, you come down. That kind of thing. Kids like to be, you know, like to compete. And IIT kids, we take 1 out of 1,000 students, are very competitive. So you have to give them, play with them to keep them happy. And that's one of them. And we have all the walls painted different colors. This is again a Scandinavian influence on my mind, like red versus yellow, yellow versus black. So they have to think differently. Instead of thinking about joining Bank of America, Citibank, and nothing against them, they need to solve the global problems. And that is what this lab does. So this is a new effort. We have 30 students right now, currently in the lab, in the program. They'll be graduating within about 3 years. Next, please. This is what they do. This is, again, as I said, is an output of the value creation, which Ilka just talked a little bit earlier, the problem identification, ideation. These are known things. We are not promoting dead incubators where dendrons are killed. We're trying to promote a concept where universities actively create businesses that affect society. I have my good friend Antti here as solving wicked problems. Okay, I mean, problems worth solving, Marco says. I mean, you can, these are said, but needs to be practiced. And I think you need to tie up students across the world. Yesterday, EIT's presentation was very, very inspiring. So all of these need to happen. We have made a humble start at IIT. Next, please. So with this, I'm going to kind of wrap up my presentation. IIT is a university brand which is well regarded in India. We have 40,000 alumni powering Silicon Valley. One of the best companies in Silicon Valley, at least once had an Indian CEO who is from IIT, pretty much. But that is not a moment of pride for a person unless that particular institution can solve 500 million people's problem. So this is what it is. Next, please. This is a community. This is a community which we'd like to create near the campus. Right now, I'm in hot pursuit of with some local people. We are going to take 100 acres of land. Lovingly, my friend Ilka and Christian calls it D-Town. I don't like it. D-Town in Indian language means Dawood Ibrahim Town, who is a money launderer in Saudi Arabia. So it's not a very good connotation. We need to change the D word, something else. Okay, but for lack of a better word currently, call it DV Town. We have micro hospitals, so kiosk made into hospitals. Micro hospitals. Healthy persons, RMPs are like registered rural medical practitioners, which are like trained entrepreneurs who can dispense over-the-counter drugs. Local people, students, growing vegetables, reducing carbon footprint. Education, man, it's a community. The next D-Town slide. This is the last slide. Let's build this. I urge all of you here to correct my mistakes, to add to my strengths, believe in what Marco has created for the last 5 years, and build a community, killing all the inhibitions. It is sinful for us in humanity to ignore 3 billion people not having quality of life, what we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Dhruvesh. Next, I'd like to present Amrita, I think she's probably the sensible one out of our team. Amrita's a person. Amrita's a person who doesn't quit. She just goes on, and I mean that in the very best possible sense. She's a great help for us, and we're very glad that she's taken on the role of coordinating OPPO research and operations in India. Amrita, please.
Thank you very much. I really do not quit. As Ilka and Marco and Professor Biswas has already mentioned about what we should do in the BOP market, and it is their glorious ideas, and I have been in the team from the time the health kiosk has started, and I thought that it would be best that I tell you my experiences in how everything started. And while I was in Uvascular, and I was just discussing, I used to just discuss so many things with my friend Kathri, and she used to just tell that in Finland it's like this, and then I used to just tell her that no, in India it's like that, and actually she also helped in making this presentation. So we call it just that we are making the change through the health kiosk, and we invite everybody to join us to make this change happen. And I would just like to tell that why we selected West Bengal. There are so many states in India, and everybody is trying to work in many other states, like Bihar, Rajasthan. Of course, those states also we need to work. But we started in West Bengal One reason is that we have a brand of Indian Institute of Technology and people believe in us. But looking at the literacy rate, you can see that it is not poor. Literacy rate is quite good. West Bengal is full of intellectual people. But the number of multidimensional poor is like 52.2 million persons. And this adds a lot to the poverty of the country, that is 8.5%. And why not we utilize the educated people to create businesses? And that is going to really create good entrepreneurs. And as it has already been mentioned, that the central problems in healthcare is affordability, accessibility, and availability. And before I proceed, I will tell you that all the pictures that I have used is from the health kiosk, which we have. And the unavailability of healthcare is just an example that this lady, Ganguly Banerjee, when I went there in the kiosk, I was just wrapping up from there to come here to start my semester. And then I went and she was just sitting there and I asked her like, why are you here? And she was like, she was upset. And then I asked, is there, that you can see the picture, that baby was in her other lady's lap. I said, is this your sister's? She said, no, this is my baby. And then she says again that I have some, because Indian women are very shy, they don't speak much. But I understood that she has another baby to be born in a few months' time. And it is like they do not know the seriousness of all those things because they are not so much aware about the health. And it is really pity to see them like this. And that is where we, our health kiosk also works as a counseling center for them. How did we start everything? We had healthcare training program in which we train entrepreneurs for different kind of businesses. We have four modules, education, energy, environment, and health. And this was in this health and module that we had number of applications like 200 and we had selected some 57 people. And when we shortlisted, we were just talking and many of them had good ideas about health business, baby, crèche, and all those things. And then we thought, why not healthcare? It just came up and then we selected 20. And as you know, when we have 100 people, we have only 5 successful entrepreneurs. Then we selected 20 out of them, 12 were there, and the new kiosk was formed, it started. The first version was from September 9 to June 10. And we really started making the change. We started training more people. We started training more people for health entrepreneurship. And then we had collaboration with the universities, and that's GBL was formed. And we have now the 16 kiosks. What is a health kiosk? So many people ask me, what do you have there? So we have this. It is a store run by an entrepreneur. It is equipped with some vital diagnostic equipments, which is generally not there in the rural, and people have not seen the electrocardiogram machine, which measures the heart rate. And now I have seen that in that particular kiosk where these things are there, people really go and they are aware about their heart rate. And we have a computer with internet, and we also have sometimes a visiting doctor or a rural medical practitioner. This is the picture of those first kiosks. Then we had the visitors, and they saw everything that we were doing then, and people were really inspired. Then there was a landmark when Professor Biswas and the team won the Global Academic Cup Award in last EBRF. This is a kiosk version 2, when we had a different equipment which would measure the things, measure the data, and it would transfer to the doctors. So I had just circled it there. And this is the new latest kiosk which has been sponsored by Dazzle OI. And you can see a lot many things. And the current kiosk, I just wanted to show you that where and all these kiosks are located. And you can see that there are 3 districts, Bardhaman, Hooghly and Midnapore, where we have made this kiosk. And these are the partner interactions. We take from the community, give to the community, and we make partners with the technology, education enterprise, community, and health stakeholders, and we give the most accessible and low-cost health care to the community. I was talking to Aki Koivistonen and Dazzle, and he said that, Amrita, you can use. I was just asking that, why did you fund a kiosk? Why in India do you want to have a business? And he said, more than business, I want to have a brand with those people who do not have anything. I want to just create a landmark, get into their hearts and tell that we can do something for you. We think about you. And it was really nice. And I said, could you send me something? And I will present it. And it is like they say that Dazzle is an enabler of sustainable success and continuous renewal, as is the Global Venture Lab. And common to Dazzle as well as GVL, there is a novel thinking and there is a co-creation of next practices. And that is how, and Ake is like, he said, it is like the way the people like Columbus and everybody had found the land and all those things. So we are the one, we are who will be the landmark in finding new things and new opportunities in the BOP market, and how everything, the new history starts there. And yes, he says this, our world needs front runners and new solutions. And I say that Oppo is one of those. We are one of the front runners who want to create some good business for BOP and create accessible healthcare in the beginning, housing and so many. So now, just telling that in line to our mission, we have this combination of social innovation, ICT, and healthcare together. And Health Kiosk helps 225 persons per week, is sustainable, and it creates a BOP platform. For and this is what is the Christmas card Dazzle had created in the last year, and they said that it really feels good when they say that they cure approximately 225 people per week, and it really feels fantastic for them because they are creating health for those who do not get health care. And our social output is like we create livelihood for the kiosk entrepreneurs. Other than the health, new kiosks, we create human woman empowerment, and of course community building. It is just known now that we want to work together, and I would like to invite everyone to join us to make the change. Thank you.
Thank you.